the opening statement from Coach Tillman, and we'll have questions for the student athletes, followed by questions for the head coach.
Feel very fortunate to go back to the Final Four and beat a great team like Johns Hopkins with great coaching staff and a lot of talented players. So to be able to beat a team like that obviously is a big accomplishment. We have a lot of respect for Johns Hopkins and their tradition. And my hat's off to them. They're a great team and very talented and well-coached. I'm proud of our guys. I'm happy for them. I'm happy for our school and our state that prides itself on lacrosse. And I thought more than anything else, the way our guys played, you know, just a lot of energy, a lot of effort. They fought really hard. They were really unselfish in typical Terp fashion. We weren't very pretty. And at times, you know, we drive ourselves a little bit crazy. But we stick together and we play hard for the entire game. And we have each other's backs. And I really felt like the guys showed that today.
Questions? Go ahead, Patrick, first.
Drew, Patrick Stevens, the Washington Times. And Tills, if you want to follow up on this a little bit, you guys got 7 goals out of the first midfield. Obviously, did a lot against their short stick teammates. What was kind of the plan going in, and how were you guys able to so effectively do as much as you did out of the midfield?
Every week, you know, we have our game plan. We try to stick to it as much as possible. We just try to set ourselves up for our strengths. And I think our coaching staff pushed us in a great position to do that every week. And then it comes down to the players executing the game plan. I think we did a pretty good job today.
I thought Ryan Moran put together a great game plan. We're lucky because we have unselfish kids, and I think every week it seems to be maybe somebody different. And the great thing is, you know, you got a guy like Joe Cummings that had a big night on Sunday, you know, had 1 goal and 1 assist today, but was essential, you know, making sure we were organized and making the extra pass, and his leadership was great. Owen was terrific as well. And they just are so happy for each other when they have success. And that's what I think has been great about this team, is no one cares who gets the goals or the credit. They're really happy for each other.
Bruce Posner, ESPN Radio in Baltimore. Coach, before the first game this year, we talked, and you said to me, you said, Bruce, he said, we got a whole new attack. We got a whole new defense. You know, I'm concerned. I'm worried. And yet, here you are, unseeded, going back to the Final Four. Quickly talk about that progression through the year.
I think all the credit goes to these three guys and their teammates believing and working hard and investing a lot. And the great, you know, coaching staff that we're lucky to have. You know, Kevin Warren and Ryan Moran and Brian Phipps do a great job. But also, like, everybody at Maryland. Like, we're really lucky to have the support we have, you know, whether it's training staff or the people, you know, in facilities. Like, we get a lot of help. And collectively, you know, if everybody believes and works hard and invests and makes a lot of sacrifices, anything can happen. And that was the one thing we felt like this year, was we were going to just believe it could happen. Why not? You know, why not us? And if everybody's willing to get outside their comfort zone and make some sacrifices and for each other, you know, why not us?
Wags.
Nico, can you talk a little bit about your close defense? I mean, they obviously, possession was huge, and Hopkins didn't have the ball much, but when they did, there were very few openings. Can you talk about the job that close defense did in front of you?
Right. Well, like Drew said, not only does Coach Moran put together a good game plan, but Coach Warren and Coach Phipps are pretty good at putting us in positions to succeed as well. And, you know, the D played great today, and something I just want to give a shout-out to is the scout guys on offense at work that maybe don't get the credit or don't get noticed. But all week in practice, from guys like Jake Bernhardt, who, you know, was a starter last year, he's been in a scout role this year and just busting his tail every day in practice, helping our D get prepared for a team like Hopkins. And that's all the way down from the freshmen and some of the other guys that don't see, you know, significant time on game days. You know, they push us to the limit each day, and they've given off some fits this week. So it really helped out. When Hopkins had the ball today, in today's game, we were able to be organized, communicate effectively, and get some stops for our offense.
John Gelati, Inside the Cross. Coach, at this point, it's kind of a cliche question, but you know, you look at what Drew did, John did, Jesse Bernhardt. You got a lot of non-traditional guys from, you know, non-traditional areas playing huge roles today. Like, what does that mean for the game? Is that even interesting at this point, or is it just kind of par for the course?
I think it shows the growth of the game and how, you know, it's spread and how many good athletes are taking to the game and all the great coaching. You know, you got a lot of guys that have kind of gone on to non-traditional areas that have a passion for the game and have, you know, started programs and, you know, they've done a great job developing. You know, you look at their goalie, who's a terrific goalie from Arizona, prime example. So, you know, we're really lucky because in our state we have so many talented players and great coaches, and lacrosse means so much to the state. Yet it's kind of interesting. We have, I guess, as typical of us, we kind of have a mixed bag, and we take a lot of pride in that. We like the fact that we have a lot of diversity on our team. There's a lot of different guys from different areas. Nobody's safe. Everybody gets picked on a lot. I probably pick on Drew Snyder more than anybody, and the coaches pick on me probably more than anybody. It's just great to see. You know, Kurt is a guy from the state and is a third brother, a third generation here, and you know, he obviously, you know, means a lot to him to wear that flag. Yet the guys from out of state, I think playing for Maryland and having that Maryland pride and having that flag on our helmet, it does bring out the best in us, because we know there's a standard there that, you know, we need to make sure we live up to.
Coach Stan Charles from PressBox, congratulations to you and your players. Coach Petromalo went out of his way to say not only did the coaching staff do a good job, but I really have to give credit to Maryland's players for how they executed today. You guys have lost five games. Is executing as well as you did today, is that the same as peaking at the right time?
I'm not sure. You know, the season, sometimes people forget the season is such a grind. It's so long now. You know, between starting in August and finishing in May, you're going to go through peaks and valleys. And I was really impressed with Hopkins. You know, they kind of came out of the gates really strong. And then, you know, they had a couple games that didn't go their way. And then they reinvented themselves. And they were pretty awesome when they played Loyola, won there by a goal. And then they had two big wins by considerable margins, playing a totally different style of offense. And, you know, I think sometimes with us, like all young people, I think we forget sometimes, like, these guys are students. There's a lot going on in their lives. The focus factor sometimes is hard. You know, like for us this week, we were not very good in practice the first 3 days. In defense of the kids, we got back at 3:30 on Sunday night. It was late. They had papers. Nico took a test the next day. We had four or five guys do that. We had papers due. You know, and I know our guys never wait till last minute to do any schoolwork because they're really organized and disciplined. But we were pretty sloppy. But everybody had a good attitude. We